This year's Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine will be shared by scientists who discovered ways to use magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, for medical purposes. The winners are Paul Lauterbur of the University of Illinois and Peter Mansfield of the University of Nottingham in England. NPR science correspondent Richard Knox joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The prize is based on work that began in the 1970s. What else do you know about the winners?
Well, back in the 1970s, MRI was called nuclear magnetic resonance. It led to earlier Nobels in physics and chemistry. But until Lauterbur and Mansfield came along, MRI was mainly used in chemistry labs to study the structures of inorganic molecules and materials. Nuclear magnetic resonance uses magnets to tweak molecules. When molecules are subjected to a strong magnetic field, they act sort of like little compasses. They all point the same way. And then when the magnet's turned off, they return to their previous state, and they emit radio waves when they do. So in a sense, MRI makes each molecule into a little radio transmitter, and MRI picks up these little radio signals and analyzes their pattern and can discriminate what kinds of molecules the tissues are made of. Lauterbur in Illinois discovered that by varying the magnetic field the tissues were subjected to, you could discriminate better among the different kinds of molecules, and especially the water content of tissue. Human tissue is about two-thirds water, but the water content varies with the kind of tissue and whether it's healthy or diseased. Mansfield devised a method for scanning that is much faster than the original method of MRI, so that made it useful for medicine.
And it had a big impact, obviously.
It had enormous impact. I mean, it's the past two decades has had a lot of medical innovations, but I think every doctor would agree that MRI is one of the most important new medical technologies in the past couple of decades. It's allowed entirely new kinds of pictures of the inside of the body without surgery, without the risk of radiation. As far as anybody knows, these strong magnetic fields do not harm people, and without invasive and often very painful procedures.
A diagnostic tool for what?
For lots of different things. Before MRI came along, many brain tumors were diagnosed with a painful procedure known as pneumoencephalography, which involves pumping air into the brain and taking x-rays. And now that's all passed. I mean, MRI is used to diagnose brain tumors, multiple sclerosis, cancer, knee problems, many different things.
And what do the winners get?
They will split 10 million Swedish kroners. That means that on December 10th, which is the anniversary of Alfred Nobel's death, they each will pick up a check for $650,000 in Stockholm.
They'll have a lovely evening in Stockholm and a positive effect on their careers, I'm sure.
I think they'll have a great time in Stockholm, yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
Richard Knox.